It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. From livability to walkability, Pittsburgh keeps showing up on an endless series of lists. These honors were the focus of a recent column by Tribune Review columnist Neferi Vanaski, who shares her thoughts in this essay.
Have you ever been flipped off by a driver for not honoring the Pittsburgh left? If so, you were probably surprised to find that drivers around here ended up on a list of the most courteous in the country. Pittsburgh drivers surveyed were the third least likely to have seen drivers tailgating. It's probably accurate. If you are tailgating, it's likely you can't see others doing it. When it comes to the new national pastime of making lists, Pittsburgh is pretty popular. So far this year, the city has also been touted as one of the most livable, most resilient, whatever that means, most bike-friendly, most affordable, most innovative, and just last week, one of the top vacation destinations. It's not that Pittsburgh isn't a great place to live. It's got great little neighborhoods that harbor some of the city's best-kept secrets. It's got diversity and any pro sports team you can think of. But it's time to face reality about a couple of things. How can a city get pedestrian honors where there are no sidewalks on half the streets? How can you be bike-friendly when your idea of a bike lane is a stencil in the middle of a driving lane on the busiest parts of Penn Avenue? And mainly, how do you make up a cutesy term for cutting drivers off in traffic and still be one of the most courteous? Each time Pittsburgh lands on these lists, we eat it up, even when it's questionable. Many of us even brag about the honors to our friends and family elsewhere in emails and through social media. It's not like we don't already have lots of reasons to brag about Pittsburgh. There's no need to fall for suspect lists as a source of pride.
Neferi Vanaski is a columnist for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review.